Have you ever thought of joining or starting your own writer's group? Well, I just did, and I'm about to share you everything that I've learned and if it's worth it. Let's dive in. Thank you again so much for listening to this episode. If you are wanting more tools for writing, I want to encourage you to take a look at the Story Starter Kit. It's something that I have created for those of us who know we have stories inside us and we have got to get them out. We just don't really know exactly how to do it. Well, grab your copy of the Story Starter Kit. It is a, once you buy it, it is a lifetime that you will have access to it. Go to recycledmindscomedy.com and grab your copy of the Story Starter Kit. Life is full of surprises. It doesn't stick to the script. We are constantly interrupted and all too often distracted. We need a new toolkit to thrive in this world, one that teaches us to pivot and adapt, be better at relationships, and do the things that we were made for. We need the toolkit of an improviser, someone who can adapt, respond to the scene at hand, yes, and make others look better. I don't know if you have ever heard of the Inklings, but C.S. Lewis and J.R. Tolkien were a part of a writer's group when they were working and when they were professors in Oxford. And they would meet at this pub called the Eagle and Child, and they would share what they were working on. And there's something about getting together with a group of like-minded individuals that you can share your ideas, where you can talk shop, talk politics, talk religion, like talk family life, and just stay sharp. I think that's a very, very valuable thing to have, is to be able to look across the table at someone, to sit over a pint with them or just sit over a cup of coffee with them and share with them what is going on, not just like on your mind or on your world, but what is going on creatively, what is going on in you. And so today we're talking about a writer's group. And should you join one? Should you start one? And is it even important? Well, I might say that for Tolkien and Lewis, it might have been very important. I think they may have been able to sharpen and push each other and stay sharp. And I think that's the point, is like sometimes you need to be around other people to get better. It's that old saying, iron sharpens iron. And so I started a writer's group a couple years ago with just me and a friend who was interested in writing, and I had some time in the mornings, and so I was like, hey, let's just get together at this coffee shop and let's write. Well, 2 years later, I had a published book that I co-authored with my wife, done, finished. It's called Surviving the Zombie Apocalypse While Dating a Vampire. It's very cheeky and very fun. You can get it on Amazon if you're into post-apocalyptic adventure comedies. You can get your copy. But the point is, like, I needed a space to sit and do the work and create. And once you develop these practices in a writer's group, you can start applying them on your own at home. And I'm already starting to see that with this new writer's group that I've started, which is with four individuals currently, including myself. And we get together, we do a couple writing practices, and we set a timer, and you can't not be writing when the timer goes. Once that timer goes for 20 or 25 minutes, we're all writing. And you can't stop to ask questions. You just have to sit in the chair and do the work. You have to sit in the chair and do the work. And I'll share with you a couple of the exercises that we talked about. But I do want to say that this has been just so good for everyone who's in the writer's group. Today, we were just sharing like what it has been doing for each of us that are in the group. And with the exception of Chris Burgess, who wasn't there today, we each shared what it is that we're doing. We're developing these practices that we are doing at home on our own, that when it comes to doing difficult things, or for example, one of our writers had to write a bio for himself on his new website, and it was always just really hard to write his own bio that was about himself. And because of this practice that we've been doing, just sitting in the chair, setting the timer for 20 minutes and going, he was able to crank out his bio and not judge it and just get it out there. And that's part of the importance, is like, we have work to do. And the work that we have to do is going to make ourselves better. It's going to impact our family or community or the world around us. We just have to do the work. And the more that we can fall in love with the process or have the tools to get things done, then we're going to end up doing the work and we're going to do it the best way that we can. And that's where practice is really, really valuable. So, having said all that, yes, I would highly recommend a writer's group. It's going to give you that place and the people to practice with and to stay sharp and do hard things, which is so good for us. It's so good for all of us. So I'm going to share with you a couple of the writing exercises that we do. One of them, we use Rory Story Cubes. And if you've been listening to this podcast, you may have heard me talk about Rory Story Cubes before, since it is a method of how I wrote our novel. It's basically a bunch of dice that have images on them. And you roll the dice, and you have to, the way that we do it, there's many different ways to use Rory Story Cubes, but the way that we use them for our writing practices is that I'll grab between three or six dice, and I roll the dice, and you have to use at least one. You have to use at least one. If you use more, that's on you. That's sure, it can be your own bonus. Or if you want to try to connect and create a story or tell your own story using all of them, you can. Warning, sometimes you might be connecting things that seem to be a stretch or it can feel forced. So I would highly suggest just grabbing at least one of them. One of the images. And you can also download the app. It's actually in the App Store. You just type in Rory Story Cubes. I'm not getting any money from this by explaining this to you. This is a very valuable tool and I use it a lot. So if this is something you are interested in, check out Rory Story Cubes for yourself. The other thing that was introduced to us by Chris Burgess, who is a writer and wrote a film called The Ends of the Earth. And I'm planning on getting him on the podcast, so we'll talk more about some of his experiences in writing. But he brought to us something that I believe he got from Storyworthy. And it's basically you graph your paper, and on the graph you have best, worst, first, last. And so if we used Christmas, for example, and we looked at the graph, we applied Christmas, and it's like, what's the best Christmas? What's the worst Christmas? What's the first Christmas I can remember? What's the last Christmas I just had? Now, one of the guys in our writers group wasn't huge on the idea of worst, and so he just changed that to be weirdest or strangest. So it was like, what was the weirdest Christmas I had? What was the strangest Christmas I had? Or you could put, what was the worst Christmas I had? Here's the beautiful thing about writing. Sometimes, especially when you're using and you're pulling from your own memories, is as we grow and we mature in age, we oftentimes don't go back and reflect and examine some of those moments in our lives that were really bad or tragic or the worst of things. And when you've gained some sort of maturity or wisdom, and you can kind of take by the hand your younger self, I should say, and you get to be the kind, good, loving guide to them, like maybe you wanted to have through life, and you examine some of these difficult times, you might be able to be kinder to yourself now that you're older and wiser, than you were on yourself when you were just 7, 8, or 9 years old. So giving yourself the permission to examine some of these stories that you have in you already with a wiser set of eyes, you're going to find that there's more depth to these stories. You're going to find that there's a really cool way to be able to tell them. And that's something that we've been seeing coming out of the writers group, is that people have been examining some of these old stories. And of course you can use these story cubes for fiction. Of course you can sit down in the chair and set a timer for 20, 25 minutes and just go and write fiction. But we've been doing the practice of pulling from real stories, in part because many of the writers in our group are speakers as well, or they're coaches, and they're wanting to basically create some of their own personal or authentic stories to help other people. So one of the best ways, of course, to do that is to pull from your own stories. We do have another person in our group who's writing sketch comedy, and he'll use something he knows, right? Write what you know. He'll be inspired by the story cubes to pull from a memory or a thought, and then he'll just adapt it and change it and twist it just a little bit in order to make it more prevalent to what he's trying to get across as far as bringing humor to the scene. We do a little bit of this in improv. We have this exercise that we do called shared stories. And typically it's two improvisers. One of them starts sharing a real memory, an authentic memory. The other person is improvising as if they also were there. What's really interesting in this exercise, which this has nothing to do with writer's group, I'm just saying that this is a practice that we also do in improv. So now you have two improvisers, one of them who's sharing an authentic and real story, the other person who's improvising and making things up. As their scene progresses, as they continue, as they are moving forward through time and space in their scene, a new memory basically is created, a new moment in time. And so it's really bizarre and fantastic to see how you started with a real and authentic memory, and as another person attached or contributed to it, now there's a realness to it, but it's an adaptation. So now we're inspired by real events, but it's totally, totally different. And now it's fictionalized. And that is another way to write what you know. If you are writing fiction, but you want to base it off some essence or some truth, grab a real story from Christmas or that first date that went horribly wrong. Grab something from your own reality that you've already experienced. So when you walk into the kitchen, you know what's cooking. You can smell the apple pie, or you can see the dishes piled up. Like, grab from what you know, and then allow yourself to create from that and fictionalize that. But it's really nice to give yourself a space to create from. So, having said all of this, if you are someone who is interested in a writer's group, of course you can hop online or on Facebook and try to see if there's any writer's groups that are near you. Or if you have a couple of friends that might be interested in writing, I would start simply by being like, hey, you want to meet up for coffee and let's just do a writing session. You might be fascinated to see what just getting together with another person, setting a timer for 20 to 25 minutes, however much time you have, and giving yourself a chance to write. Here's what you must do, though, if you're going to do a writer's group. You must at some point write. So if you're going to get together, you can spend that first 5, 10, 15 minutes even checking in with each other, seeing how each other are doing, talking about the weather, but then get to it. Be like, all right, here's what we're going to do for writing. And come prepared. Come prepared. Come prepared to pour your guts out on the page. Come prepared to revisit a memory. Come prepared to roll those story cubes and don't judge yourself. Sit down in the chair. Don't judge it. Once that timer goes off, then you go off into your writing. Whether you're writing freehand or whether you're using a laptop, that pen or pencil need to be moving, or those fingers need to be at your keyboard. You just need to be going for the 20 minutes. Don't judge it. I'll tell you what, a lot of times my first sentence that I started with isn't the first sentence when I'm reading it back to them. After that 20 minutes, I usually give us all 1 minute to go back and clean up grammar, or to just to take an extra set of eyes, or re-examine, just looking over what you just wrote and changing things. Sometimes I'll move an entire paragraph or a sentence and move it up to the front. So don't judge it. Just go for it. And you know, some people might say, don't share this with anybody, especially if it's a draft. I think that if you have a safe space to create in, and a lot of people who are in the writer's group with me are either people that I do improv with or are my students that I've taught doing improv. So there's already a safe space created. Or Chris, for example, we've already had multiple meetings before we even started writer's group, just getting comfortable with each other, just trusting each other. And we've both seen each other either speak at some one thing or another. So you definitely want to create that space or that environment that this is where you have permission to fail. This is where you have permission to write your worst and people still to see you at your best. So don't come in judging it and thinking that you need to be a great writer out of the gate. In fact, you need to create the environment and encourage other people that, dude, you can fail with me. You can write the worst thing with me, and that's fine. Because you got to practice. You know, you got to miss a ton of free throws before you start making them. So just give yourself a shot, give yourself a chance. And if this is striking a chord for you and you're like, yeah, I want to do this writer's group thing, think of one person, just one person that you trust, that you can sit at a coffee shop and you can set a timer with and you can write. And then take time sharing, listening to what each other reads back to them. So after you write, if it is a safe space, share with the other person what it is you wrote and give kind feedback. Share with them things that you liked about it. I wouldn't say that you should critique their writing unless you feel like you have, unless you are equipped to some way, shape, or form in order to critique them. I would just encourage them. And you both can be looking at maybe some books or looking online, like how to become a better writer. Those are some tools that you can, this is at least some tools where you can get started. Because the thing about writing is you just got to show up and write. Anyways, well, hey guys, that's the time that I have today for you on this Friday as I'm recording this podcast for you. I hope this was valuable to you. And if it was, please share this with someone that you feel like would really enjoy this episode, or maybe they're thinking of writing or wanting to get back into writing, or maybe they're that person that you want to write with. So go ahead and do it. You can write with people from afar as well. I used to do that as well with a friend of mine who was working on a novel, where we would meet online and we would set a timer where we were, and we would just go. Because sometimes you just need accountability. You just need someone to account for your abilities to stay sharp and do those things that you know you are made to do. Guys, it has been a pleasure being with you today, and I hope you tune in next time for another episode of The Improv Lifestyle. Until then, I'm Sean Hancock. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you in the next one.